Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's my
before she was even diagnosed, we have done a lot of research. Chemo is not the only treatment in cancer, and that's what people don't understand.
Do you believe that she will die without the chemotherapy treatment?
Absolutely not.
Whose life is it anyway? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Questions of mortality and immortality, I suppose. Who owns you? Who owns your children? And do you have the option to say no to the doctors, to the government, to the media that would bash you for simply questioning not only the diagnosis of cancer, but its treatment and how to recover your child? That was the voice of Jackie Cassandra's mother. And that's the case up in Connecticut, where the Connecticut Supreme Court ruled against 17-year-old Cassandra, shy of her 18th birthday by a number of months, and being force-fed chemotherapy, strapped down. I think a port surgically inserted into her against her will. 21st century America, the state-sanctioned religion, modern medicine, medical police state, check. And you're worried about Islamic terrorism from overseas. We have medical terrorism on our shores coming for your kids. I know, I didn't want to start it like with a bummer story like that, but we've got to keep this thing going for people to realize they're just one step away from losing their children when they take them in to see doctors. And maybe the doctors are not intending to be evil, but in here they're trapped in an evil system. But in this case, those who would argue that this 17-year-old girl needs to have chemo, even if we have to separate her from her mother, that falls under the definition of evil to me. Even if some of you might say, oh, no, they just care. They care. Well, care somebody somewhere else. Care about your own kids. And stop attacking mine or those of my audience or, you know, Cassandra. You know, Jackie's daughter, Cassandra. Super Don, how are you feeling, my man? Because I know you've been outraged. You've been on a tear. You've been on a bender trying to cover all of these stories and get it out to the world as well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's whether we're talking about Cassandra, you know, we're talking about, you know, Michelle Ryder's son, we're talking about Molly Bowling's son, you know, it's a huge problem. And, you know, in this particular case with Cassandra, you know, I've been kind of poring over what's going on, you know, as far as the different news reports and the developments of the thing. It does look like there may be some good news on the horizon.
Pressure is being brought to bear.
Because she's 17, and that gives her, you know, a bit of an advantage. But, you know, we also have to look at the Isaiah Ryder thing, too. You know, I mean, he's that age, too. So, anyway.
We'll talk more about
what's
that as well,
on?
Of course.
What's
yeah, the Isaiah Ryder.
It's just hard to believe.
Well, if you've got an answer for us, you can throw it our way. 866-939-2355, next couple hours here on GCN, our syndicator. And naturalnewsradio.com, Dr. Bitar is going to join us for some advanced medicine. Definitely cancer is the topic today. So if you've got a question, line up right now, 866-939-2355. Also, I want to hear more from Cassandra's mother, Jackie, on this. She, you know, she has made her plea to the media. She's made it known as she's being interviewed. These stories are getting picked up more and more. And I want to hear directly from mom in this case.
What happens now is I have a very close relationship with my daughter that has been taken away from me. And I've been a single parent, sole custody of a 17-year-old child, daughter. And this person has been labeled with cancer. And DCF has taken her away from me. And now, is that in best interest of my daughter? No. You do not remove a mother and a child, regardless of what their accusations are, at this point.
Yes, you see, that was the question I had, too. If even if, let's say, all right, the medical church has said she needs chemo. The mom and Cassandra disagree. Now, I'm more in their camp. You know that. But let's give them, for a moment, a benefit of the doubt, that they're right. How is it that they can justify keeping this teenager and her mother apart? Don't you think that it's traumatic enough to go through cancer and the treatment for cancer that you now want to separate her from her mother? I mean, what can her mother do? She's locked. Cassandra is locked down, is I don't know if she's stapled to the bed. I mean, what do they do? Strapped her down, force-feeding her chemo. What is her mother going to do? They got armed guards on. She can't take her. Why did they keep her away? Because, I'll tell you this, they don't want Cassandra poisoned, her mind poisoned by her mother, who dares to agree with her on the fact that this chemo, it may not be the best for her. But the thing is, even if they believe that, if she could be with her mother, she could be more successful at withstanding the poison. Just because the emotional toxicity of a situation where you separated her from her loved one. I mean, it's a single mom relationship, a very tight bond, a close relationship. I mean, this is the criminality. This is the evil of a DCF and the hospital system and the medical system. It's barbaric.
She's lost her hair. She's sick. She's been in a hospital for 4 weeks. You do not separate a mother and a child when they're going through cancer. This is something that her and I were originally working on. Going forward, looking for another opinion, looking for alternative treatments, whatever that might be.
And wouldn't that be a freedom that you would want for your family, for yourself, for your kids? To ask questions, to get other opinions? To seek out other options? No, not in America, where you can have any form of cancer treatment you want as long as it's chemotherapy. It's reminiscent of East Germany, Soviet Russia, the Nazi system. Anything you want, as long as the government says it's okay. You're a slave. Face it, America. You have become a nation of slaves, of medical slaves. If you cannot say no to government-mandated medicine, government-mandated monopoly medicine, then you explain to me how you are still free. Explain it to me. I'm lost here. Not really, but you know what I mean. Try to alter the definitions in this Orwellian fashion and make sense of it. Cognitive dissonance, perhaps. Lots of FDA-approved psychiatric drugs, maybe. You don't have the freedom to say no to this treatment? You can't say no? You can't check it out? Does her mother want her to die? Is that it? Is that what you're saying? Oh, Cassandra, you know, we need to separate her because her mother really wants her to die because she doesn't want her to have chemo. Really? Well, let's hear from Jackie.
I wouldn't let my sixth daughter die, and she doesn't want to die. But she should have a choice and an option of what treatment she wants for this cancer, how she wants to treat it, where she wants to get treated, and with that said, she does not want poisons put into her body.
With that said, she does not want poisons put into her body. And according to the oncological profession, with their head in the pill bottles, she's out of her mind. She doesn't know what she wants, and her mother is crazy. She does not want to put poison in her body. What causes cancer? Toxic poisons over generations, much less within one generation. How are we going to cure it? Oh, well, let's see. We're doctors. We got our MD degree. We're MDs. We're going to poison you. If we don't kill you, then you're lucky. and you just survive it 5 years, you're considered cancer-free. You get cancer 5 years and one day from the time we stopped the treatment, you were still cured, 100% cured. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Who's this quote from here, Super Don? Is this Cassandra writing in this quote you sent me?
Yeah, she wrote to their local ABC News affiliate explaining and giving the reason behind the decision that she wants to make.
Okay, let me read this. I entirely understand that death will be the outcome without the chemo, Cassandra wrote to ABC News. Let's see. The doctors have made that clear. Isn't that interesting? Where did that come from? Not from Cassandra, not from Cassandra's mother, but the doctor said, you're going to die. Gotta love those doctors. She says, the doctors have made that clear, but they can't necessarily give me a death date. So as I've said before, I believe in the quality of my life, not the quantity. So she's even acknowledging with all of the pounding into her brain that the doctors are doing, convincing her that her mother is wrong, that she's crazy for not letting us do the chemo, we're doing it anyway, that you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. They're pointing the death stick at her. I you know, when I'm try to be nice to doctors, tonight's not that night. You know, when Dr. Bitar would have to come on and go, Robert, you're being too nice to the doctors. Not going to happen tonight. I'm sorry. This is absolutely death-inducing. What they're doing. Not only the poison that they're feeding into her veins through a port, but the poison that they're feeding into her minds with the lies that they are telling her. We don't even know that she has cancer. How many doctors? They say she went 10, 11, 12 appointments. I covered this. Before they said, oh, it's a lymphoma. Yeah, that's what it is. Right? Like you know. Lymphatic stasis, perhaps? Intoxication with certain toxic metals, perhaps? None of that is considered. No, we've got to poison this girl, and if you don't do it, we're going to steal her from you. And the state's going to make us do it because we want to do it. And we own the state. We are the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism in violation of the First Amendment. We are the state-sanctioned religion of medical monopoly. 866-939-BELL. Good news a little bit on the Save Isaiah, Team Isaiah front. CBS has picked up the story. And they're going to be covering it, looking into the trial tomorrow that's going to be happening in Chicago. We've got word out to a number of people, and we're going to continue following this story and any other. If you'd like to discuss it, call us now, 866-939-2355. Go to the links at robertscottbell.com. They are all there, robertscottbell.com, including to the wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. 6 days a week! Hey, how about a happy story? Food! You want food? How about converting a park into a food that could feed thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Yeah, we got the story right after this. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Wow, in the midst of all the really the stories that make you feel so good about being an American today in a medical police state, we did find actually there is a good story in America. This is off of Natural Society's webpage. I'm sure this was picked up elsewhere. There's a public food park. A public food park. In Irvine, California. Is that right? As I'm reading that? Irvine, California. Formerly 7.5 acres of wasted space. I don't know what that was before. It was just wasn't being used, evidently. And it's been converted into an edible park that feeds 200,000 people every month. Off of 7.5 acres.
Right in the middle of Irvine. And that's crazy because I lived down in Southern California for a while. I actually worked in Irvine. And that is not a place that has expansive space, you know, for planting things. It's not. It's all businesses, high industrial. No, not so much industrial, but like office space and
well, light industrial.
Ranges.
Yeah, I've flown into their years. The John Wayne Orange County Airport's right there near Irvine, isn't it?
And, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that it used to be Orange County was all farmland. That's why they called it Orange County. Of course, it's been converted, but somebody converted the 7.5 acres into food production. Now, I don't know much about who did it. How is it working? Are they giving away this food for free? Are they making it available to the poor? It doesn't give a lot of information here, but I am encouraged. If one park area of that size can feed 200,000 people, how many other wasted space type areas could be converted to do this? You know, as I encourage each and every one of you to do it in their backyard.
It reminds me, if you remember, maybe about a year ago, we covered a story about this gentleman. He was doing a TED Talk, about taking, you know, the inner city and turning, you know, different areas of the inner city into places where you could grow produce so that you were giving the people, the kids and the people that may not normally have access to that kind of food, the ability to have it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I do. And there was a guy that does it, like, in L.A., every little, like, curbside area, whatever you can convert, little things like that. I remember covering a story about a town or a series of towns in England that also did that. There's one here that they're mentioning, over 70 community gardens scattered around Todd Morden, West Yorkshire, in the U.K., and everybody's encouraged to help grow it, and then they can take the fresh fruit and vegetables as they need it. And one of the examples, the thought form, of course, you heard about the police slowdown in New York City.
Right.
How cool would it be is instead that they were working on the gardens instead of trying to raise money for the policeman's ball or whatever it is they're doing up there. I don't know.
Yeah. But think about, you know. Incidentally, you bring up the slowdown in New York City. There's a story, and I'll just post this up so people can read it for themselves. We won't necessarily cover it right now, but New York is actually telling the New York cops that they need to get out there more and do more, minimal, things, unnecessary arrests and things, because they're losing revenue because of the slowdown.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, though. They're not ticketing you for jaywalking or whatever it is that they do.
Yeah, we need more money.
I'm actually glad. You know, I was talking with Carol Ault about going up to New York to do another taping for A Healthy You on Fox News, and we're just going to do it by satellite. Now that they got this stop, if I don't want to get ticketed for something stupid, up there, walking without, I don't know what.
Unlicensed.
Yeah, unlicensed carrying of homeopathic medicines. That would be me, right? Oh, no, you can't do that. So the Incredible Edible Park, City of Irvine, there's a little YouTube video here. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I am encouraged. I am excited and heartened by this, because they even use the term food sovereignty, recognizing that.
Ooh, now that's one you don't hear very often.
No, and you think about the term sovereignty, of course, according to our Department of Homeland Security, if you know that word and if you use it, you might be a terrorist, right? So what is the food sovereignty movement going to be? You know, is that going to be for food terrorists? What are they doing? Oh, wait, they're not using Monsanto seeds. Oh, no, they're not using glyphosate. That could be, terrorism according to Monsanto. How dare you try to grow something organically, for instance? So this is really encouraging. We actually have another story a little later on. We'll probably see if we can talk with Dr. Batar about that, where there's some shocking pesticides that have been banned in the United States, and nearly 100% of Americans that are testing positive for having this in their system. So we've got a long way to go to heal, much less recognize the causes of cancer, which the oncologists are the causes of cancer. They're part of it. Medical doctors that are not aware, that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, also may be part of the causes of cancer. So beware of those doctors, please. Hey, we got to do some, what do we call it, Heavenly Hemp? Yeah, Heavenly Hemp. We got some Heavenly Hemp updates after the break. And we've got questions of the day a little later as well. RobertScottBell.com, the place to be, 866-939-2355 if you want to call us. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, check out in the show notes today, we got an additional image for you where we're going to be. And that includes West Palm Beach. I believe it's the middle of February. We got our friend Paul Neeson and his raw food retreat. I'll be speaking there. It's the February 13, 14, 15. If you want a romantic raw Valentine's Day weekend in West Palm Beach, Florida, you'll have all the healthiest, deliciousest raw foods you could ever eat in a weekend. Check it out. Just click the link there, and there's a phone number to call Paul. We'll get him on. Maybe Maybe the Sunday edition. Talk more about that. That'll be cool. Also, the Vicasa Expo is coming up here in January, the 24th and 25th. We'll have another event in Naples the end of February. I think it's Food and Thought, a big weekend event. Sayer G will be there as well from Green Med Info. And rumors are still abounding that we may have our friend Jeffrey Smith as well. So lots of cool stuff. And that's just tip of the iceberg what's forming here in 2015. A little later in the show, of course, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. Advanced Medicine Monday. So 866-939-2355. What do we got today to talk about? And you know the thing is, I just feel like I want to forget everything with some of these stories and just do happy stories. But this one's kind of a mix as we move into another update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. Did you add bong music to that sound effect, Super? I just heard that for the first time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm imagining I was hearing, some bubbling sound that I hadn't heard before in that. This is a real cannabis update. It's in the middle of the road as we start here, which way it goes. This one comes from down under. And I've been a little upset with our friends from down under for attacking our good friend Sherry Tenpenny, you know, who wants to go down there and have a little vacation, speak to small groups, and now suddenly it's an international incident where they're asking the government to revoke the visa so she can't visit. How dare she talk about the science, the peer-reviewed literature as it relates to vaccination and the dangers therein? Well, here's another story. This relates to cannabis, and it is cannabis down under, I believe, where the father of a young child, I believe, what, she's about 4 years old? Well, no, she's got stage 4 neuroblastoma cancer. And Christmas Eve, she was diagnosed 2014, so very recently. And, you know, this is kind of wicked cancer because it attacks the nervous system's channel along the spine, and it connects to the adrenal glands. Even if they were to argue that chemotherapy might be successful some of the time, again, it's still that brutal reality that kids sometimes can withstand the chemo better than some adults because they're, in general, less toxic. Said in general, not always. But what have you set the child up for? In the case like we talked about with Cassandra opening the show today, you know, if she wants to live a long, healthy life and be able to have children, the chemo could absolutely devastate her. It could make her completely infertile. And, you know, there are so many questions that you have to ask to make these decisions, and I don't think these parents are taking it lightly. But this man, is it Adam Kessler? K-O-E-S-S-L-E-R. He heard about the cannabis oil for cancer victims and managed to get some for his daughter while she was hospitalized. She was undergoing chemotherapy in a hospital. And he's given the high CBD, right? We love the cannabidiol here. This is not the psychoactive side or component that's typically known when you have the THC. The cannabidiol, very suited for these neurological distress disorders, if you will, as we've talked about a long time. We've written about it, TMB and RSV, together again in Unlock the Power to Heal. Now, even if the doctors here claim a 50% chance again, it's always about luck. You're lucky? No, you're lucky to survive the game of chemotherapeutic chicken if you live. And then what? They got 8 to 12 month series of chemotherapy treatments. Now, these oncologists, and bless their hearts, I mean, I'm not saying they're all evil. Believe me, this is the kind of thing. When I'm upset with doctors and things like that, it's true. I mean, my heart just gets heavy when I hear these stories. Most of them have never been trained outside of that realm. They've been put on the chemotherapeutic horse blinders, and they're not even, for whatever reason, time constraints or whatever, not willing to look at the peer-reviewed literature that reveals that, for instance, antioxidant therapies, minerals like selenium, will protect the healthy cells, not the cancer cells, which is a critical part of survival of the chemo onslaught. Because the chemo is indiscriminate by and large. It'll kill anything in its path, including healthy mammalian cells. And that's the game of chicken that they play with children, much less adults. And if you can flood this child's body with things that can reduce inflammation, that can protect, that are neuroprotective, for instance, like CBD, you would have a tremendous success. Not because you got lucky, but because you actually took a common sense approach at defending the innocent, healthy cells of this little child, this little baby girl. Are they doing that, or are they going to arrest him? Super Don, did they arrest him, or are they threatening to arrest this guy? They arrested him. They arrested him.
He's been arrested.
Yeah, they arrested him because he supplied what they call a dangerous drug to a minor.
Right.
There's nothing dangerous that I have found yet about CBD. And even
this
in
is,
cases where I might...
the same thing that had to happen to Petro.
Oh, right. Yeah,
Rene Petro.
Yeah, you're right. This is the same thing that threatened with arrest. Adam, this guy Adam was released on bail with the provision, guess what? Stay away from your kid. Don't even visit your little girl. Isn't this great? Modern medicine destroying families, destroying the bond between parent and child, just because that parent might have a different perspective on the way they could save, he or she could save their children's lives. Incredible. There's a Facebook page called Rumors Recovery, R-U-M-E-R. Maybe you can find that. She came out of ICU just recently. What am I going to say? This is another story. I want to do a happy cannabis update, and it sort of is because at least we get to communicate the realities of a plant that God created and how wonderful it is for healing. Yet at the same time, we're up against the dunderheaded doctors and the medical establishment that has purchased the government, that uses the power and force of government, including guns, to keep you from using that which God created. There's something wrong with this picture. And there's something wrong with it down under as well, not just here in the United States. And again, the attack on freedom of speech by Aussies is just horrific. If you're an Aussie, shame on you. If you're one of the Aussies speaking out against the suppression of speech on the vaccine issue, hooray for you. Appreciate you. And I know that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny does as well. Let's see some other updates here on the cannabis front. Our friends at Cannavest, a lot of the CBD that we get, and we even get at HempMeds, is coming through them. They've got their CBD analyzed, proved free and clear of contaminants. It's as clean as I said it was when I analyzed it as well last year. And it's why I still use the CBD, the HempMed CBD, every day. Every day, my friend. Did you lose your hemp vape thing again, Super Don? Do you still have that?
I have not lost it, no. I've used it up. I haven't gotten a refill for it in a while.
Okay.
But I have not lost it.
Is it one of those things where you can put anything in it, or is it just the one thing that you have to use?
No, it's just the cartridges that they sell for it.
The CBD. So it's dedicated, in other words.
Correct. Proprietary.
Okay. Proprietary. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Look at you, proprietary. Anyway, we've got links up in that, which is good. I mean, the thing is, there's a lot of attacking people within the CBD. Everybody wants to say, I'm the best. You know how it is. But the stuff we use is good. It's clean. It's wonderful. And that's why we talk about it. HempMedsPX.com. HempMedsPX.com. Oh, also our friends at Synergistic Nutrition. You know, the One World Way and all the cool things we talk about with Stephen Huer. They have extended their sale. You would have missed it if you didn't get it today, but they've extended the sale 20% off for One World Way. All One World Way purchases, 20% off if you enter the code New Year. It's NYR for New Year 20. NYR20. They are at 888-328-8840, 888-328-8840, or you can link to oneworldway.com right in the show notes. You'll see it embedded there. Do we have any more happy cannabis stories? We got a Florida cannabis story.
Well, yeah, I was looking up some stuff here when we first started here, but did you mention the petition?
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go next. In Florida, of course, we came very close to getting it on the a constitutional amendment. Now we have a chance to get it out there again. United for Care is working there, People United for Medical Marijuana. We have it linked up. If you're in Florida, please sign the petition, get it back on the ballot. I think things may happen in the legislature before that, but don't wait around. We need this medical plant, this plant that is so healing for so many, and so many are in need, available here in Florida, where the broadcast typically originates from. So thank you for reminding me about that. Now, how about one for the ladies?
Is it ladies' night?
Ladies' night, and the feeling is right. You know how we've talked about there's an advantage to being a woman? Women live longer than men. We've speculated as to why that is. And do you know why I say women live longer than men?
Why would that be, Robert Scoville?
I stumped the band. Because women have a cycle every month that men do not have. that allows for expulsion of things. Now, normally it's supposed to be that monocellular lining of the uterus, if not impregnated, that will slough off and shed. Of course, we've got too many women bleeding profusely, and that's not normal. It's kind of a healthy adaptation for toxins, I believe, but it wasn't a typical menstrual period 100 years ago. But that is the advantage that women have over men, primarily. It's not the only one. But let's see. On this list, there are 11 things. I'm going to go from 11 to 1, see how fast I can move this through. Women have a delayed heart attack risk. That's supposedly an advantage, but they don't really explain why. They just say that they get heart attacks a little later than men, for instance. Number 10 on the list as we count down. Women tend to accumulate less belly fat. Less belly fat. But they get big old butts, don't they, Super Don?
Yeah, which I'm a big fan of, so no problem.
Tushies are all right. But no, seriously, the bioaccumulation of toxic fat is a concern. And in men, yes, it tends to be about the waistline, and that is also indicative of other problems later in life. Number 9 on the list, women are less likely to become alcoholics, evidently. Read the story. It's on ABC News. I'm going to go through this as quick as I can here. The female brain... Oh, this one's for sure. Does this make them live longer? Perhaps. The female brain has better recall. Better recall. Oh, did we run out of time already? You see, I'm a man. I forgot.
See, women read much faster.
All right. Well, number 1 on the list was an endocrine issue, so maybe they're on the same page with me on that. We'll see if we can revisit that. All right, it's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bashar will be joining us. But first and foremost, what do babies do? What do men do? What do women do? Women make babies! That's right, they can actually birth babies. There's a big story coming up after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the velvet dry lacing, Doctor.
Oh, yes, there's the head. Yes, 4 centimeters, 5, 6 centimeters.
Light!
Amplify the ping machine.
Mask up.
Suction.
Eyes down for a full house.
Here it comes. And...
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
We got three babies. Not you and me, Snooper Don, but I mean, three babies came out of this woman in Montana. Three identical triplets. You women are amazing. Even getting one out is incredible. Identical. This is so rare. That was incredible. And they sounded like the Three Stooges. How did that happen?
Yeah, Larry, Curly, and Moe.
I know. I don't think they are. Did they name them Larry, Curly, and Moe? I don't think so. But yeah, this was actually what is even more rare about this is you're identical. And no fertility drugs involved. Happened in Montana, of all places. I guess that's far enough from the matting crowd and all the toxic poisons that are regularly sprayed elsewhere, perhaps. But JC and Cody, or Jason Cozy, Jody Kinsey of Miles City, Montana, welcomed their boys, identical and spontaneous triplets, on December the 5th. Went 32, just 32 weeks, which is pretty typical for triplets. They're all in good shape. I just hope if they listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show that they'll protect them from what? You know, the needles of Big Pharma. But, you know, that's another thing. Women, men could never do that. And I don't mean just physically. We just don't. And one of the things they said, women can tolerate pain better than men. Do you agree with that, Super Don?
You know, you got childbirth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from what I've been told... there really is nothing. Maybe a kidney stone. I've heard kidney stones are really bad too.
That's payback. That's women's payback for men who say that.
Yeah,
you know,
except women have kidneys too, so that's not really a fair payback. But childbirth, I've heard, is the worst pain ever.
Right. Well, three of them. Imagine that. And this is an invention that they may want if they got three at a time. If they're anything like my one son when he was, really little. I mean, some of these kids will just be off to the races if you turn your head for a second. Well, somebody has come up in the era of high technology. I'm not endorsing this, but the world's first smart pacifier. Passive-I, like I guess an iPhone. Why wouldn't they call it iPacific or something? Unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this last week. It takes the baby's temperature by means of a sensor that's built into the silicone teat. And I don't know what else it does. I guess it keeps a location on them.
It's a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Pacifier, so it allows you to be able to, kind of keep track of where your baby is. And if you happen to start your music player, it will connect with the Bluetooth thing, and it will play music out of the baby's ears.
No, you just made that up. That's not right. Really? I wouldn't put it past the high-tech guys now, turning your babies into speakers or speaker phones. Here, just suck on this so I can hear the call better. No. I'm not into EM fields and babies like that. I'm not.
Actually, in all honesty, it has a proximity sensor that will alert you if the baby wanders outside, beyond a certain range or something.
Hey, we had a question of the day just came in. I didn't plan for a guy named Mike McCarron. He just says, "Hey, Robert, recently found you on the iHealthTube channel on YouTube, which I highly recommend," he says, "and have been listening to your show every day, which is excellent and highly informative." Oh, very nice. "Your analysis is terrific." I'm just reading this comes in. "Your analysis is terrific, and your perspective and knowledge are very valuable to anyone interested in preserving or taking their health to the next level." Dude, this is a, total compliment here. I did not know. I could have been risking something because it literally just popped up on the website. It could have been, "You suck," and I was reading it.
But you know what? We would have read that as well, would we?
We would. "I've been doing a lot of research on nebulizing colloidal silver, and although I'm convinced it's generally safe based on several health personalities I'm a fan of and respect a great deal, I'd love to have you set the record straight on this one for me. Do you believe that nebulizing high-quality colloidal or ionic silver is 100% safe for the lung tissues? Thanks for the insight." Oh, that's a great question. Mike, if you utilize the hydrosol that I like, I can say yes, 100%. And the only other consideration I would have is, remember that the lungs need a lot of glutathione production. So anybody who's selenium deficient is going to be at risk of getting too much of anything. Least of all I'm worried about is colloidal silver. Now, there are other colloidal silvers that are silver salts that I don't recommend because they may have somewhat of a caustic effect on the tissue. But in terms of normal health, normal mineral content within the body, within normal ranges, utilizing the bioactive silver hydrosol as we do, inhaled into the lungs, which we do, I have no concern whatsoever. But it's always a matter of having enough, the antioxidants, selenium in particular. All right, Mike, thanks. That was a cool bonus question here. We've got Dr. Bitar. It's Advanced Medicine coming up after the break. And you know why, my friends. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.